Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 56 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. Then one year, let a God call me to preach. My stars, friends, have you ever noticed so many fires and so many tornadoes and earthquakes, and there's famine? And God is still trying to get in touch with America. I do pray and trust that many who are lost in their sin will say, you know what, maybe I better get ready for the future. And the only way you can do it is by accepting Christ as Savior. He's the only way into heaven. There is no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Well, listen, I'll be with you for a half an hour. I wish you'd just kick off your slippers, sit back and relax. Pour your glass of iced tea or a cup of coffee or whatever. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? Here's our thought for the day. If you wish to live in heaven, you must make your reservations in advance. We've labeled this message Heaven's Wonderful City. And if you have your Bibles with you, turn to the 21st chapter of Revelation. Let's begin reading with the 22nd verse. And I saw no temple there, therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at day, all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations unto it. And there shall be no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Well, friends, here is the New Jerusalem. And here is John's vision of a city built in heaven. Oh, listen, the city will come down to the new earth. It descends following the millennial reign of Christ. It is a future capital city of the world. It will be a city without tears. There will be no emergency wards. There'll be no ambulances. There'll be no police forces. It'll be a perfect city. Oh, my stars. All tears will be wiped away in that city. And I read here in verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. You mean to tell me you don't want to go to that place? Oh, then you better go to the rubber room, because this is a real place prepared for us by Almighty God. Now listen, no more death. Oh, how many times I have said goodbye to my loved ones. And yes, I wept, but there won't be any more death. You won't have any sorrow again, and there's not going to be any crying, no even pain. Oh, my means, my old knees and my eyes and all these things that I've been troubled with, and you have too, not just me. But we know this is a place, a perfect place for perfect people. On this earth, we are not perfect, but we are forgiven. But when we get there, we will be perfect for all eternity. First is a wonder of its size. And I read in verse 10 through 17. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone more precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the walls thereof. And the city lieth foursquare, and the length is on as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, and 144 cubits, according to the measure of man, that is, of the angel. It will be surrounded by a great wall. There will be 12 great gates in that wall, and angels will be posted at each gate. The names of the 12 tribes of Israel will be at the gates. 12 foundations are named for the 12 apostles. The city will be 1,500 miles long, wide, and high. It will stretch from Maine to Florida, from the Atlantic to Pikes Peak. That's here in Colorado. This is not all of heaven, just God's sample city. There'll be plenty of room for all the saved of the ages. Next is the wonder of its beauty. And I read in 18 through 21. And the building of the wall was pure jasper, and the city was pure gold like unto clear glass. And the foundations of this wall of the city were garnished with the manner of precious stones. Now the first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sarnax, the sixth sardius, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth of topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, and the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it was transparent as glass. Friends, let me tell you what. When I was in Japan after the war, when I went over to preach, did you know that those ladies, now they would get on these boats and they dive for pearls. Some of those ladies can stay underwater as long as 5 minutes. And they'll go down and they'll get these things and they'll bring them up. And also the people that, I can't think of what they catch down there. But I am telling you, a pearl is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Comes from a oyster. Oh, I tell you, and all of heaven is going to be like that. Now, you know, people down here on earth, they kill for gold. But we will, actually, gold will be gravel in heaven. Isn't that something? Just plain ordinary old gravel. But that's what heaven is made out of. Well, the foundations will be garnished with precious, precious stones. And the 12 gates will be made of just one pearl. Now, the streets of the city will be made pure gold. Next is a wonder of its worship. Verse 22. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Friends, you know, you go through life. We go through life, I should say. We have trials. We have tribulations. We have to work. A lot of people today are out of work. A lot of people today are losing their homes. And you say, well, what's going to happen, Cecil? Well, for people who repent of their sins and receive Christ as Savior, they're going to spend all eternity in this beautiful place called heaven. And to think, excuse me, and to think there's men and there's women walking the streets of America who will curse God, turn their back on him, shake their fist in his face. I go to prisons and been doing it for 40-some years. I've seen hardened criminals. And they know that they're going to spend the rest of their natural days in these prisons. And I will go in there and I'll tell them, men, women, God loves you. Christ died for you. And you know what they do? They turn their nose up. But they don't realize that when they die, where they're going to go. There's an eternal hell facing people today who reject Jesus. And once you get in hell, there is no way out. Ever, ever. And there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth forever and forever. And they will be tormented in those flames, thus saith the Lord. Does God send you there? Absolutely not. God does not send you there. You're sent there because you reject Jesus. It's your decision where you want to spend eternity tonight. It's your decision. Your preacher can't get you into heaven. Your mama can't get you into heaven. Your daddy can't get you into heaven. Only Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He didn't say, I am a way. He said, I am the way. There is no other way, friends. You say, well, I don't know, Cecil. I kind of believe in that heaven stuff. But boy, I don't buy that hell. Well, is this, what do you call it, pick and choose religion? Listen, you're calling God a liar. That's exactly what you call it. Jesus spent so much more time talking about the perils of hell than of the glories of heaven. There'll be no temples will be needed in this great city. And all worship shall be directed to the one who is worthy. Who is that worthy one? Jesus, the Son of God. Well, you say, How did he get that job? Well, very simple. Now, him, Jesus, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit of God were all together when the earth was created. You say, where'd they come from? They've always been here. You say, I can't believe that. Well, I want to ask this question. Do you want to believe that God loves you? Do you want to believe there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun? All right, here's what you do right now. Bow your head to me right now. And say, oh God, help thou my unbelief. You see, friends, salvation is a gift from God. He gives it to you. What do you have to do? By reaching out in faith, turning your back on the old way of life and crying out, God be merciful to me, a sinner. The morning that I was saved, I went into Reverend Tom Baird's house. Didn't know my left hand from my right hand. All I knew that my wife and family were leaving me. I'm an alcoholic, I'm doomed and damned, and I'm headed for hell. I don't know what to do. But you know what? This preacher knew what I had to do. He didn't say, Cecil, you need to come and join my church. He didn't do that. He didn't say, well, Cecil, you know that alcoholism is a sin. Of course I knew it was a sin. But what didn't I know? I did not know that God loved me. You take an alcoholic, you tell him about Jesus. If he will trust the Lord, you'll have a good worker from now on. I tell you, I've led many men and women to Christ who spent the rest of their lives serving the Lord. And that's exactly what happened to me. When I told God, when I confessed to God that I was a sinner, because the Bible said, Romans 3:23, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then I invited him into my heart to be my personal Lord and Savior. I immediately got relief. I immediately got peace in my heart. I cannot explain it, but I had peace in my heart. And I knew from that day on, I wasn't going to be an alcoholic anymore. I've had people say, well, you know, Cecil, once an alcoholic, all of us an alcoholic. That's a bunch of rubbish. It's not true. If you've been born again, now you say, well, you mean alcoholics are perfect? Absolutely not. We are not perfect. We are forgiven. And when you're forgiven, God writes your name in the Lamb Book of Life, which keeps record of every man and woman that's ever been saved. And when you get there, he opens that book, and there's your name. John Jones, Mary Whiskey, whatever. And your name's there, and it's enter in, thou good and faithful servant. Now, there are people who are saved just by getting to heaven by the skin of their teeth. Because when they got saved, they didn't do much. Friends, I'm going to tell you something, and believe me, I'm telling you the truth. If, after you accept Jesus, you do not get into the Word of God, you are not going to grow, you're not going to enjoy the blessings of salvation, and the next thing you need to do is be obedient and follow the Lord in New Testament baptism, not to save you, but because you have been saved. It is an act of obedience. No, it does not wash away one sins. Over the Hindus over there, they go on that Ganges River, and they get in the water, and they think that washes away their sins. Friends, there's nothing in this whole world that can wash away one sin, lest it be the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's never wash off. Well, all worship will be directed to the one who is worthy, which is Jesus. No false gods in this city. No idolatry. No heresy. Friends, I'm telling you, if you watch anything on television, TBN and all those, you will see the biggest phonies that ever was put on these earth. These people who are preaching this prosperity religion are phony. They have no basis for what they say. Here's a man. I heard him say it. Now, if you will send my ministry $1,000, God will break the back of poverty. He will heal your family. He will save your family. You will never have a problem again in this life. Peter said you will have problems. You will have trials. You will have tribulations. If you think by giving your heart to Christ that you'll not have any problems, you're in for one big, big surprise. Living a Christian life is not easy, but it's sure a lot better than being lost, doomed, and damned. Well, the Lord God Almighty receives all the praise and the glory. I've said this a jillion times. I do not run around this country telling you what Cecil Moe is doing for Jesus. I'm telling you what Jesus is doing or has done for Cecil Moe. Every time I'd go to the hospital, I'd think, oh, And I think, oh, I don't know why I don't want to go through this. Nobody wants to be operated on. No one wants to have cancer. No one wants to have heart attacks or wear oxygen 24 hours a day, but I do. I'm thankful I've got the machine that I can breathe. And if you've ever had an attack to COPD when you can't breathe, it's the most scary thing that you can have. I was laying in my bed begging and pleading and crying for God just to give me enough air that I could breathe a little bit. And they put me in a hospital, and they put me on steroids, and they put me on this, and they put me on that. Finally, I got a little bit of relief. And how I thanked him to be able to go, take a big deep breath, oh my. And some of you people who are smoking cigarettes today, I want you to know, keep it up, and you're possibly going to do the same thing that I'm doing. Yet I quit smoking 56 years ago. But I'm still paying for it now. Well, worthy is the Lamb, is the praise choir there. Next is the wonder of illumination, 23. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Christ is the light of the world. Just imagine, you won't have any mortgage payments because you've got a mansion already taken care of. God already built it for us. We got that mansion. Got no light bills because you don't need any lights. And, oh, everything will be prepared for us. I don't understand everything about heaven, because if I did, I'd probably jump off the bridge because I'd want to get there in a hurry. No, heaven is a beautiful place, but it's only prepared for those who know Jesus. I want to warn you, you reject Jesus, you won't be there. You will not be there. And a lot of people think, well, you know, I've lived a good life. Well, that's good and commendable, and I'm proud of you. But good lives won't get you into heaven. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You can't work your way into heaven. You can't wire your way into heaven. You must trust Jesus. Next is the wonder of its inhabitants, 24 and 27. And the nation of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it, and there shall be should no wise enter into the in it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb book of life. Those saved by the blood of Jesus. There'll be no crime, no more immorality, no violence. The citizens are there whose names are in the Lamb book of life. I want to ask you, are you ready for the city of wonders? Have you placed your faith in Jesus? Have you traded your darkness for his light? The builder of heaven's wonderful city is waiting for you right now. You say, Cecil, you know what? I really have a tugging at my heart tonight, and I do feel like I'm lost. And I feel like I'm condemned. I'm so sorry for my wayward life. Well, if that's the truth, then you're ready to come to Jesus. Now, here's what you need to do. Simple as this. You need to say, Lord, and I'll pray. I'll lead you in the sinner's prayer. Please don't pray it unless you mean it. And here's how it goes. Dear Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I confess, Lord, that I am a sinner. I'm sorry for my wayward life. Sorry for the way I treated you, but tonight, Lord, I'm opening my heart and receiving you as my Lord and personal Savior in Jesus' name. Amen. You prayed that prayer. You get on the phone and you call 303-471-8534. No, I will not use your name on the air. I will not embarrass you. I will not sit down and write and ask you for any money. And I don't care where you go to church. I am only concerned where you spend eternity. If you can't afford to call, dear friends, won't you call me, collect? I'll accept the charges. 303-471-8534. If you want a book or a movie, I'll send it to you free. Just tell me where you want me to send it. Well, I'm waiting for your call. 303-471-8534. Well, friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. I want to thank you, dear ones, for listening. Oh, how I pray that something I said would encourage you. Don't throw in the towel. Don't quit. Come to Jesus. He'll give you a new life. You'll be a new creature in Christ Jesus. And oh, friends, when you get involved with a wonderful Christ-honoring church, and get to meet some wonderful brothers and sisters in Christ. It's a different life. I used to think my bar friends were my buddies, but they weren't. They were lost, doomed, and damned like I was. But when I joined that church in Seattle, I tell you, I thought I died and went to heaven. Well, friends, continue to pray for my knees that I won't have to go in for surgery. Pray for our prison ministries and pray for my wife's legs. It's healing, almost healed up. Well, until this time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbor. Stay sweet. Keep looking up, for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.